I'm speaking with Wally Tyner, agricultural economist with Purdue University and the primary author of the latest Farm Foundation report on what's driving food prices. This new report is a follow-up to reports during previous price spikes in 2008 and 2009. And Dr. Tyner, to get us started here, why don't you first just summarize what you found in this report?
We identified two really big drivers, two things that just happened to occur at the same time, and the cumulative effect of both of them was that they were dominant in terms of causing the shocks that have occurred. And those two big drivers are the use of corn for ethanol in the United States and Chinese soybean imports. The easiest way to think about it is thinking in terms of the amount of land that's required to satisfy those two demands. So in 2005, we were using about 16 million acres to supply all of the ethanol in the United States and Chinese soybean imports. In 2010, it took 46.5 million acres, which is an increase of 189%, just to satisfy those two demands, and that amounts to 29% of the total U.S. acreage in corn and soybeans. So that is a huge change over the last few years, and it means that today our stocks-to-use ratio is very low for both corn and soybeans in the U.S. We have 20 days of corn and 24 days of soybeans, something like that, and so these two things taken together, either one of them by themselves wouldn't necessarily have caused the run-up that we've seen, but since they're both grown on the same ground, by and large, you put the two together and the cumulative effect of the sum of the two is greater than either one of them taken separately. And associated with that, and the other big theme of this report, is what we economists call greater inelasticity, but in lay language it just means that there's less responsiveness now to price for a large part of the demands. And let me explain that. One of the things that doesn't respond to price is the demand for corn for ethanol. And the reason it doesn't is that it's fixed by the government. There's something called the Renewable Fuel Standard that mandates that 12.6 billion gallons of ethanol be consumed in the United States in 2011, and therefore, there's an associated amount of corn that's mandated to be used for ethanol. And so that's fixed. It doesn't matter if corn's $2 or $10, that corn must be used for ethanol. So it's inflexible to price. We also find ourselves in a rather unique situation where the livestock sector demand for feedstuffs is not particularly responsive to price because they've just been through a cycle of downsizing because of 2008 price increases. So 2008, the price increased. Livestock producers lost money in 08 and 09. Herds downsized. We're consuming 15% less beef today than 3 years ago. And prices went up now. Today, beef and pork prices are up 11 and 13% compared to 08. And that means that, in a sense, the livestock sector is already sized. They've already adjusted to the high prices because they started that adjustment process in 08, but it takes several years to work through, particularly for the larger animals. So that also means that the livestock sector today is not responding that much to price because they've already downsized to the higher prices. So those are the two big themes. Are the less responsiveness to price and the two big demand shocks, Chinese soybeans and U.S. ethanol.
All right, thank you very much. That's Wally Tyner, agricultural economist with Purdue University. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.